The last time North Carolina had a photo ID requirement to vote, in 2013, the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the law, saying it targeted black voters with, quote, surgical precision. In 2018, Republican lawmakers are trying again with a photo ID bill that's less restrictive than the previous law from 5 years ago. And State Representative David Lewis, a Republican from Harnett County, said Monday morning during a legislative committee meeting that more changes could be coming.
This is a fresh bill. It's different from 2013, but we are very open to improving this.
The draft bill for photo ID would allow students from the University of North Carolina system to use their student IDs to vote. That wasn't the case in the 2013 law. But advocates for the state's private schools and community colleges said their students should be included as well.
And I'm here today to request on behalf of our students that if you determine that student photo IDs can be used to meet the voter ID requirement, that our students' IDs be accepted in addition to the public sector IDs listed in the draft bill.
That's Hope Williams, president of the North Carolina Independent Colleges and Universities. She said it would be highly unusual to accept public school IDs and not IDs from private schools.
There are only two states in the country, Indiana and Georgia, that accept public sector student IDs, but not private college and your university IDs.
Community colleges also want their students to be included, but some lawmakers are concerned whether or not there's a uniform standard to get a student ID. Here's how Mary Schupig, Director of Government Relations for the North Carolina Community Colleges, explained the different requirements for students to get IDs.
Some colleges are going to ask for proof of identity, such as a driver's license or military ID or a passport. Other colleges may just be show that you have registered and you have paid your tuition.
The full legislature may discuss the draft photo ID bill tomorrow when it convenes. For WFAA News, I'm Steve Harrison.